How's it going, everybody? It's going to be a real quick one with this one, but I have a theory, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Netflix figured out how to do video game adaptations. So I just started watching Arcane, and I'm two episodes in, and it's fucking good. And this is after the Netflix had Castlevania. So enjoy the ad. We're going to talk about this. So Arcane is a, I'm not going to say adaptation, but League of Legends is one of those games that, like, I know it's an online game. I don't play it. I know it has a huge fan base. The thing that I go to with League of Legends, it's kind of like WoW, like World of Warcraft, but I couldn't even tell you if that's true or not. If I had to describe what I think League of Legends is, based off the two episodes of Arcane, I would say it is a world where magic exists, but it's been moved away from, and that there is this a dependence on technology, and but there's a class divide. So you have the people that have abused technology come to power, and then the people that but they replaced the people that abused magic, so magic went away, and then I have no idea. I feel like I looked into it for like 2 seconds. I was like, do you want to play this? And I was like, nah. Like, I've seen the cosplays for it over the years. I probably wouldn't recognize half of them, but like, I couldn't tell you who's what character. But like I said, League of Legends is a big game. Now the crazy part is this show is so goddamn good, and I feel like they used the in-game engine for the cutscenes, because the presentation is between like Riot Games and I forget what the name of the studio is, but I think, having never seen League of Legends, the art style of that is versus it's kind of cel shaded. It's not cel shaded. It's very 3D animation, but it doesn't look like your typical film studio. The textures are off. The art style is fucking incredible. There's this one Twitter, I haven't seen their post in a while, but there's this one Twitter account I follow called One Perfect Shot. I feel every episode has a perfect shot in it at times. I don't want to get into spoilers or anything, but who's ever making this show, from a visual standpoint, the directing, or I don't know how many animation directors, who's ever doing the key frames in this show, pay them more. Holy shit. From the opening to very red, the things that happen in the shadows, the things that the depth of information that you are presented with when you are watching this show is goddamn incredible. So I'm two episodes in. I have held back on looking up League of Legends because I do not want to be disappointed in I don't want to be spoiled Like, I have a good sense of where things are going. I don't know who the good guys and the bad guys are. And that's the thing about video games. Because, like modern video games where it's like player versus player, it's preference. It's not like... It's not like where Street Fighter is like, oh, you have the boss character. It's not like Double Dragon where you have, it's like, well, of course you're going after Shadow King. So the point I'm going to make is I think Netflix figured out how to do video game adaptations. One, have the spectacle be there because, like, the action in Arcane is fucking incredible because every once in a while they have the right amount of slow motion. Like a 4v4 street fight between kids is as well framed as it's well choreographed. It's not just like people punching each other. It's like so damn good. Then same deal with Defense of the Ancients, because Defense of the Ancients, Dota, whatever, Dragon's Blood, I forget what came out either, I don't know if it was last year or earlier this year, but god damn, like when the one dude who was the Dragonair, what's the Dragoon, the Dragon Knight guy, main character, when he faces his mentor, and his mentor beats the shit out of him, and, that was just, like, an incredible, build up, to it, and, then you have Castlevania. Now, I'm not saying that, Netflix is, like, yes, we will have the best video game adaptations. It's like, I think Netflix is taking the best pitches possible from people that know what they're doing it's like, okay, we're going to treat this seriously. Because in movies, when people made movies about video games in the past, I can't say Uwe Boll treated his work as seriously as he could. Because if you're seriously going to attempt to make a House of the Dead on a shoestring budget where you're just going to show up to an island and then you're going to have none of the charm, you're going to have none of the... I think he made attempts. It's like, hey... this is the movie we're making. This is the budget we have. But, we're going to make a prequel to something that you're not aware of. I'm just so glad that Metal Gear Solid never got that Uwe Boll treatment. Because that's what I'm hoping for. Like, in the long run, if Hideo Kojima... I don't know if he controls Metal Gear Solid or, his seal of approval. It has to be on it. But if Konami, gives the rights out to anyone for Metal Gear Solid, whoever the guys are that are working on this show, whoever the guys that are working on Castlevania, good people. Give it to good people that are going to... just give it to, the right people. Because right people, 40-minute episodes or half-hour, depending. I'm just thoroughly impressed that we're getting video game adaptations as good as we're getting. Because, adapting a video game is hard. Because, the most important value in a game is gameplay, not necessarily story. But, just the well-done nature of it, I'm good with that, so... Like, I can't wait to... I'm probably going to binge the rest of the show because, like, it's that good.
Peace.